Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ghouls. Welcome to Doc Sludge's Toxic Cinema. At the sound of the foghorn, it's review time. Well, on tonight's Toxic Cinema, I actually have a Blu-ray for everyone to consider. When I was a kid, I used to love watching movie trailers, to see what's coming out in the next few weeks to a month and everything. And then as I grew older, I started seeing more and more different trailers from movies throughout the decades, 1930s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. And I'll tell you what, some of these trailers are absolutely bananas. You got all sorts of crazy stuff going on. Actually, some of the trailers are a hell of a lot better than what the movies actually were. And actually, some of the favorite decade or two that I've got three decades were of favorite movie trailers. That's the 40s through the 60s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. Because, you have all these trailers like with big words coming up like terrifying. Your butt will clench in fear. My sphincter just popped in fear and terror. And there's also the, and this is an actual real one. We're talking about the original Gojira, Godzilla King of the Monsters from 1956. That's the American version. It says dynamic violence. That's cool. That's very cool. Now, the reason why I bring up trailers is because the Blu-ray that I'm going to be talking about tonight is a trailer collection from the 80s. It's called Drive and Delirium, Maximum 80s Overdrive. And it's got over 110 demented trailers, uncut, uncensored remastered high definition. Not 4K, we're talking like 1080, which is just fine. Now, this is an Australian import DVD. And the very cool thing is about this, import Blu-ray, is that it's region ABC. Basically, you can watch it anywhere in the world. And that's really cool. Now, talking about this Blu-ray here, it's put out by a company called Umbrella. They are awesome. They have some really good priced Blu-rays, especially they have the 80s version of The Blob that they put out, the 90s version of Night of the Living Dead, and I think I've got some other stuff. I don't remember what other... Oh, yeah, The Man from Hong Kong, which is a really cool action flick. So I would definitely check them out. Check out their website and also on Amazon. And once again, I have to say I am not being – I actually bought this Blu-ray because, well, I'm not big enough yet to actually have anything given to me by these companies for review. That's just fine. So getting back to the Blu-ray here, if you take a look at the back of the Blu-ray, it says Drive and Delirium is back and now delivering – 1080p times the insanity. The ultimate mausoleum of movie madness has been desecrated once again. That sounds kind of dirty. That's okay. Unleashing a stupefying serving of delightfully depraved and garishly gory trailer trash from the defining decade of decadence. I'll try that, saying that a lot, like four times fast. They erupted with almost 4 hours of a nonstop body and breast count. Drive and Delirium, Maximum 80s Overdrive is a furious foot-to-the-floor, full-bore, high-def rampage through a cinematic era when films were proudly stalker-ish, slashier, nastier, and nudier. So this is a collection of different trailers from the 1980s. And I'll be perfectly honest with you, I think one or two of these trailers come from the 70s, but that's okay, we won't tell anybody. Like 1979, so it's close enough. Now, this cover is reversible on the inside cover. Actually, that's the cover. You have the picture that's posted. Actually, I can't see it from here because I'm in the studio. But if everybody takes a look at the webpage, the page that this report that this episode is on, you're going to see cycling through Deviant Legion, also Doc Sludge's Toxic Cinema, and the front cover of this Blu-ray. On the inside, it actually has a listing of all the trailers, which we'll get to in just a moment. And the alternate cover is it looks like a VHS tape that says Driving Delirium, Maximum 80s Overdrive. It's got Chuck Norris on the cover. And up on the corner of this VHS tape and its card holder, the slip covers to put on VHS tapes. For those of you who don't remember them or have no idea what a VHS tape is, these things actually existed. Now, I'd actually laugh my ass off if it was a beta tape. But anyway, so it's got a sticker and it says Band in Queensland, which of course is Australia. And on the other corner, it has a green sticker that says Batshit. Yep, Batshit. So this is an absolutely Gowano bat poop crazy collection. So that's really cool. I'm not going to give you every single trailer that's on this collection, but I'll give you a few. You have Stripped to Kill, To Live and Die in L.A., Invasion USA, Blood Simple, Crimes of Passion, Exterminator, Miss 45. Oh, that is an exploitation film. That is a brutal film and a half, I'll be honest with you, everybody. I have it in my collection. It's brutal. Metal Storm, The Destruction of Jared Sin. What the hell type of title is that? Ah, kidding. That's actually made by Empire Pictures, who, after Empire Pictures went under, turned into Full Moon Entertainment. So there was no Destruction of Jared Sin. This was supposed to be a sequel to it. Never happened. And also, the movie was in 3D. They've got Saturn 3, The Eliminators, Nah, Food of the Gods 2, Zombie Holocaust. I think, I'm not really sure when Zombie Holocaust came out here, but it's close enough to the 80s, so we'll roll with it. Black Cat, Demons, and Demons 2. And also there's this Blu-ray, there's intro little thing for like being at a drive-in movie theater with, Now showing. And then there's an intermission with buy these hot dogs, go to the concession stand, all that stuff, like you're actually at a drive-in movie theater. Then the second section is Stalk and Slash, like all the horror movies. That's my genre right there. Maniac, it's got Maniac, The Children, Friday the 13th, Parts 1, 2, and 3, Terror Train, Prom Night, Don't Go in the Woods, Schizoid, Graduation Day, Halloween 2, The Burning, Texas Chainsaw 2, Hollywood Chainsaw Hookers, which my Blu-ray is over there, so, Chopping Mall, Mutant, Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn, The Blob, which I actually just mentioned, Night of the Creeps, Night of the Demons, The Monster Squad, awesome, Phantasm 2, Death Spa, Shocker, and a whole ton more. And I'll be perfectly honest with you. I think I got this for $24 completely and utterly worth it, everybody. I mean, seriously. The visual quality on this collection is fantastic. Sound quality is great. There's, one or two more of the Drive-In Delirium trailer collections that Umbrella has put out. They are so worth it. I mean, you'll see different trailers that you really probably haven't seen before, or you'd have to look really, really hard because they might be a little bit too violent or too full of nudity for YouTube. You can't even show tatas on YouTube without them throwing a fit. But anyway, I digress. But yeah, this has got 116 theatrical trailers, remastered in high def, including 40 new titles exclusive to this volume, and a poster gallery. That's one of the special features on this little beastie. So yeah, it's 227 minutes. There's one thing I have to mention that may drive some people a little bit irritated. It's 16:9 widescreen for the most part. But if you go because there's different trailers, there's going to be different screen ratios. Sometimes it's 4:3, but most of the time they try and keep it at 16:9. It all depends on what format they found the trailers in. Because some of these trailers are really, really hard to find because their original elements were either destroyed or lost or, that type of thing. Or they were on VHS. So they've got some pretty wild movies on here. some stuff from Canon, Death Wish 2, Escape from the Bronx, The Barbarian, Dead End Drive-In, Zone Troopers. Oh yeah, RoboCop is on here, and Ice Pirates and Terminator. Yeah, this is a real kicking collection. So as far as I can recall here, it's definitely available from Umbrella. It's also available on Amazon. So if you like trailer collections, I would definitely check this out. And I will be back next week with a little bit of a – I'm trying to figure out where I want to go in, you know, different – like a film collection, maybe an animated series, or maybe just something weird. You never know. So we'll definitely be checking in next week with another episode of Doc Sludge's Toxic Cinema. Sorry if I sound very tired, because I am. It's a work night. Go figure. So, okay, everybody, definitely pick up a copy of Drive-In Delirium if you're interested. I'm just a guy who has some opinions. You may not agree, or if you do, that's great. But yeah, I would definitely give it a try. Oh, wait, and yes, there is the Drive-In Delirium 1970s that's available. Some of those trailers are crazier than what's on this one. You know, the 80s, I remember the 80s, I was born in 80. It was a time of heavy, heavy, heavy drug use. Lots of TNA, that's for sure. Slashers and excess. Like way too much, going overboard. A lot of these movies go really overboard, but you know, it's all in fun. So everyone, I appreciate you listening to me rant and rave about how good this Blu-ray is. And I'll definitely be watching movies and stuff that aren't that good, and I'll be perfectly honest with you when they aren't that good. And of course, I will tell you where you can get them if you're interested in that too, because like I said, I'm just a guy with an opinion. All right, ghouls. Everyone have a great night, and I will talk to you soon.